right. My name's Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, from the Independent 88.5 FM here in Southern California. Before we get started, please know that this is a listener-supported public radio station. If you want to keep the content going and our unique playlist on the air, go ahead and subscribe or donate if you can through the app or 88.5fm.org. Today, we've got a couple of members of the band Grizzfolk. It's Bill and Adam, and it's so amazing to see you right now in the Zoom room. Where exactly are both of you right now?
I am in Los Angeles, here on the west side of the city, and Adam is back now post-tour in Nashville, Tennessee.
See, I was wondering about that. Like, do we claim you as a local band, or is like half of the band living, 30 minutes outside of Nashville with everybody else these days?
We started in Los Angeles. We all met out there. So I guess that's kind of a little bit of our home base. But Adam, how long have you been in Nashville now? 2 years? Three?
Coming up, that's a good question. I think it's 3.5, but it might be 2.5. And I might have lost a year somewhere. So we'll just say between 2 and 3.
Were you on like the early wave of migration to Nashville? Are you seeing a lot more people move in? Tech companies aside, is it just, are all these Angelenos moving out to Nashville now? Because I feel like that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, running into a lot of people that are moving from New York and the West Coast. And for a multitude of reasons, I guess. But it's nice over here. There's a lot of space to move around, and the cost of living is a little cheaper. And yeah, there's a lot of reasons, but
it sounds really nice, actually. Yeah, for all those reasons. So you guys came in previously. We mic'd you up in our studio, and we're about to get into a session real soon. You guys performed "Waiting for You," "Now That I Know," and it's really cool to get a sort of a live version of that track because our listeners are probably familiar with that song. We've been playing it for a little bit on the air. Also, songs like "The Ripple," so that's coming real soon. Grizzfolk.com is the website. I was looking at our archives on our YouTube page, and you guys came in about 2 years ago. I feel like it was longer for some reason. But you won us all over. Not only was the performance awesome, but you guys were just like super nice. And that just goes such a long way, So we've been super fans for a little bit and happy to support this new record, which is self-titled, which is available right now. So did you guys finish the record before everything went into lockdown? Like, what happened with you guys?
Well, first of all, thank you for being a supporter. We're a huge fan of your station as well, actually. We actually finished. We were working with Rich Costi in LA, in Santa Monica, and we had just finished tracking with him for half of the record.
I'm sorry to cut you off. He's got a good resume, right? Artists like Muse and others, as far as a producer, right?
He's done a couple of little things, the list is so long. I don't even know where to start.
That's pretty cool though.
He's a hero for sure in the music production world. It was a dream to work with him. It was awesome to kind of see him work on our songs. And, one of the songs, "The Ripple," we had for years that we couldn't figure out how to get right. He got it right in one day. So yeah, it was a really cool experience working with him.
And that was all done in Joshua Tree. You guys relocated out to the desert to clear your mind and focus on recording.
Actually, sort of the writing process was happening out there. Before and after we worked with Rich.
Some of the stuff was done remotely from what I've read. Mm-hmm. How does that work with communication and stuff? Were you guys like just conference calling all day, sending notes via email, text messages and stuff?
Pretty much. Yeah. All of the above.
So like they would send you some tracks and you would just add to it or something?
Yeah, we would do, like, we recorded you know, after we worked with Rich, we worked with Randall Kent in Nashville, and we would record a lot of stuff there. And then we would send files back and forth. You know, some of the guys, the Swedes, Fred and Sebastian, were still out in LA. And so they were sending files back and forth. It was easier than you think it would be. It's actually kind of scary how easy it is. You know, I prefer being in the same room. I prefer, like, you know, I think it, on our next records, we're planning on sort of just really getting in there together and doing it instead of sending things back and forth. Cause I think it gets a little tiring doing the Zoom thing.
No, yeah, I hear you, man. Remember when Ben Gibbard and Postal Service came out? The whole angle was like, oh my God, these two guys were just mailing tracks back and forth via the United States Postal Service. You know, how does that work? And now it's like almost the norm, especially during the pandemic. It's amazing. I feel like some of these things that we're learning now with technology, we will probably adopt those things moving forward. And in some instances, we're probably just can't wait to get back to the way it really was. Again, grizzfolk.com is the website. People could sign up for the newsletter. There's merch. There's the mugs and the T-shirts and the sweatshirts. Even before the pandemic, what sort of collaborative effort is it between all the musicians in the band as far as songwriting and writing parts on the instruments?
It's definitely a group effort. I mean, sometimes a song will start with a lyric, or sometimes it starts with a drum groove or a guitar part, or sometimes we write a song and it comes out in about 5 minutes. Like Adam and I were in Nashville and we wrote the last song on the new record, Stargazer, in about 15 minutes or so after weeks of writing sessions and trying to really kind of grind at it. And it's interesting how sometimes they can just kind of fly out.
Right. It's crazy, man. Well, again, we've been fans for a while. I just wanted to keep it brief. Just, you know, do a quick intro before we sort of rip right into the performance that you guys provided. Are there any common themes as far as writing and lyrics, on this new record?
There's a lot of, well, there's some grief, you know, there's the song Stargazer that Bill was just talking about. I lost my dad 2 years ago and Bill lost his mom. And so when we wrote that one, I think we were both sort of trying to tap into that sort of a spiritual feeling that they're still with us and guiding us. So there's a little bit of that. And there's a song called Gone, and same sort of thing. It's just sort of a uplifting song about grief, if you will.
Well, you guys do have a knack for writing sort of a catchy indie rock tune, you know.
Thanks, man. Yeah, and thanks. Beyond that too, I think you mentioned the Joshua Tree kind of element to things, and I think that since we began the entire process out there writing the songs and sort of getting into the headspace of making this record, that definitely influenced the entire thing.
Right. I mean, bands are relocating out to the most remote places these days to find inspiration and just get together and write. It's incredible. Heavy subject matter. You guys have been there, done that for a while now. Are you sort of over the hump as far as like sharing your songs that could be so personal with others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point where I only want to share things that are real and personal. I don't really find any sort of satisfaction in putting out something that isn't real. There's a lot going on in the world these days, so I'm sort of trying to just take it all in, put it into music, and then hope someone can relate with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I ask that question a lot, and if it's an up-and-coming singer-songwriter playing open mics, sometimes it's a learning curve, you know, or if you're writing with somebody for the first time, you know, you wear your heart on your sleeve with these lyrics that you're writing. And I always wonder if it's awkward to sort of share your innermost thoughts with other songwriters or people at the coffee shop, you know. You guys are killing it. I do want to get into the performance. We appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully, God willing, I'll be in the room with you next time. Anything else to touch on before we kind of get into it?
Well, no, that's pretty much it. I don't know, Bill, you got anything to add?
I think that's it. Like Adam said too, though, we love what you guys are doing. And anytime I'm driving around town, I you know, we're listening. So keep up the good work.
The song is called Now That I Know. For a million different reasons, I just wanted to get the notes. I didn't need to hear the thesis. If only you could take it back, take it from me. I know we can't erase the past, chase the story. Can't climb out of this condition. I need a way to turn it off. My saving grace superstition. If only you could take it back, take it from me. I know we can't erase the past, chase the story. I really wish I didn't know. Some things are better kept a secret. Song's called The Ripple.
Struck gold uptown in Chicago, rolling the West Coast, time some time tomorrow. I spend my money, I can't seem to drink slow. Rolling on my highs and lows, rolling on my highs. If we saw so simple back when we were on the run, forever stay easy, forever we'll be young. We'll be building the road and carrying the load. Whatever starts to ripple always leads us to where we belong.
I'm just a southern boy, swamp plains of Florida, who found love in the desert of California. I got lost in the dust just to know you. Rolling on my highs and lows, rolling on my highs. It was all so simple back when we were on the run. Forever stay easy, forever we'll be young. We'll be building the road and carrying the load. Whatever starts to ripple always leads us to where we.
Is called Waiting for You. Like a prison waiting to be free. Like an island from afar. When you listen to your soul, do you feel me? And do you hear me in your heart? Maybe I'm a dreamer, maybe I'm just falling apart. I put it all on the table for you to see that you and I's what we are. From this lonely coastline in New Orleans, I may have lost my way, but I still know what it means to be loved by you, by you. For I'm just searching for something new, but I'm still waiting, waiting for you, waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. Waiting for you, I'm still waiting for you and me. Like a soldier wounded in the war, like the tide that washed away. Do you listen to yourself anymore? And do you hear me when I say? Maybe I'm just lonely, or maybe I'm just falling for you. And baby, my heart is beating for a reason that I always knew. From this lonely coastline to New Orleans, I may have lost my way, but I still know what it means to be loved by you, by you. Something new, but I'm still waiting, waiting for you, waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you.
it means to be loved by you, by you. I'm just searching for something.